Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the New Earth Podcast. Couldn't be more excited for our podcast today. This is the first New Earth Podcast of 2017. January 2017. Can you believe it? It feels like time is picking up speed, which doesn't make sense, but that's still how it feels. And I'm really, really excited about one thing in particular. What is that, you might say? Well, in October, we started something of a movement. We called it Dare to Be Wild, a dare to do something different for 90 days, to cut the fake synthetic garbage foods over a time, three holidays, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, when it was going to be the most difficult to do that. And we have some people today that are so primed, so ready for January 2017 because they did it, because they're actually having success with the Dare to Be Wild. And I'm really excited to talk to them. So I'm going to be bringing a couple of guests to join us on the call and looking forward to hearing their stories, as I know you are. So sit back and listen as we get into the New Earth Podcast 2017. So as I mentioned, I've got some great, great guests joining me on the New Earth Podcast today. And the first of those is on the phone with us now. I'm really excited to have her joining the podcast today because she puts into practice everything that we talk about, right? She is one of the most committed to the practice of the products and the practice of the business that I've come to know. And she has taken to Dare to Be Wild in a very, very big way. So here we are in January 2017, and I think the way is being paved by our next guest, and that is Connie Banford. Connie, how are you doing?
I am doing great, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing so good, and I'm excited to talk to you today because the Dare to Be Wild is the perfect thing to kick off the new year and to kick off your business, your product users, just maybe people you want to sell product to. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. If they want to change their health, their life, that's a great place to start. But like I said a second ago, you know, you're really paving the way. Tell us a little bit about your experience with the Dare to Be Wild. We started this in October and you kicked it off with us, right?
Yeah, we did. I did the at the Arlington or Alexander, I guess it was Alexander event, and made my recording. And you know, it's really funny, Kevin, because this has been easy in the sense of, you know, you grow up and you always are told eat your greens. So, you know, taking the wild essentials in the morning and intermittently throughout the day, as I've done more recently, because, you know, there's different reasons why I'm taking different products. And you know, it's been an easy thing. And, you know, eating clean and the water and walking and doing exercising and, you know, it really has been a terrific program. And you know, we hear challenges all the time. And a dare, it's different. I like to be a little different, not the same as everyone else is doing. So I loved even the name of this, you know?
Excellent. Excellent. Really cool. Now, so you are coming up on your first 90-day Dare to Be Wild transformation. So let's take it from, like, the physical. How is this done for you? And granted, we went through the holidays during that period. So you went through Thanksgiving and Christmas on the dare. How did you do? And what are some of the results you're looking at right now?
Well, many results. First off, I think first and foremost, I love the fact that I have more energy. I'm an energetic person anyway, but there's just, it's a different kind of an energy when you're eating cleanly, you know, and you're just more, it's kind of a hard thing to explain, but I feel more disciplined, and I'm disciplined anyway, but more focused, laser focused, like to the point where I'm not easily diverted by 10 other things going on in the room, you know, at the same time. And, you know, having more energy, you know, I think, I mean, you and I have talked many times about how crazy busy life is and we are and the world is, and the fact that I'm able to wedge in more in my day. You know, I took up piano lessons because of the DARE. When the DARE started, I'd actually looked around at some teachers before the DARE, before I knew about the DARE, but then I really fine-tuned, and I mean, I'm wedging in practice for piano in my day, which, again, has already been busy. So, you know, I feel great. I feel more energetic and clean energy, kind of, you know, again, laser focused. I'm more disciplined. I feel physically, my skin looks better because of the water. You know, that has been one of the more difficult things. I have never had the amount of water I should have, and so that has helped. And how funny this is, you know, I love the Nutribeautiful lotion, but the adding that as well with all of this other, I mean, man, that has been a huge, huge asset just as far as my just skin, you know.
Wow.
You know, eating, you know, you've got to treat it comes from the inside, you know, any of your physical, you know,
there's another side to your skin than the outside.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the events, you know, you could put 101 kinds of lotion on your face or your body and, you know, pretty pricey ones. And I've done it, believe me, I've done it, but you know, nothing like eating well and the water and again, Nutribeautiful, but you know, I start my day with the Wild Essentials. I have Rebound, I take Energize, and I'm loving the Defend. I'm telling you, everybody around me has been ill with colds and all kinds of things, and not me because of the Defend. So I'm loving that. I've lost 21 pounds.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Don't blow over that one. That's a big deal. So Dare to Be Wild, done it for almost coming up on 90 days, and you've lost 21 pounds, let alone feeling energy and fantastic.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the 21 pounds was actually probably, I used to get weighed every day, and I just don't anymore through this whole thing. I've gotten, so that could change by tomorrow. Actually, tomorrow, I'm losing track of this because of this holiday. Today's Monday, no. Actually, by Wednesday, I get weighed on Wednesday, so it might be a little bit more, but I don't feel it's more loss, I should say, but I don't feel I've been pretty stable throughout, you know, even with the holidays. I have cheated a little bit, but you know, it has evened out, so I haven't gained, so that's a good thing. But so I mean, overall, man, I am just I'm loving the program. That's all I can say, loving it.
For those of you listening in on the podcast here, think about what Connie just said. I mean, how many people in America right now came out of the holidays losing 21 pounds? Right? That, I mean, granted, this is the time of year when everybody makes their New Year's resolutions. Hopefully you're taking time while before you get back to work, while as it's being celebrated today, at the day that we're recording. I really hope that you are taking the time to make some resolutions, because that is important. But at the end of last year, when nobody's making resolutions, the people that were on the Dare to Be Wild took it seriously. Man, Connie, that is so cool. And congratulations from all of us to you. Yeah. That is amazing.
Thank you. And you know, as we've all heard, and it's absolutely 100% true, you know, when you do something long enough, it becomes habit. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm never going to cheat, but I mean, I really am trying to stay very, very clean. And again, the water, you can, I mean, that has become an absolute habit. But the fact that the 21 pounds is a great start. But, you know, at this point, I mean, I'm anticipating certainly continuing this Dare, you know, hereafter. And because it's really been easy. And you know, when you feel so good, when you feel not only energetic, but when you feel, you know, you just, I'm in good health anyway, but when it's a different dimension, you know, you just feel superb, I guess is the best way to describe it.
It's your more you. You're more yourself. It's like, this is crazy, but there's a commercial on television where you see a picture and then they pull away this filter and it's actually more brighter, more crisp, more vivid. And that's what it's like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you know, just I've talked about this different times to people, how, you know, sugar can, man, I never get a high. I always feel like taking a nap after sugar. And something that I'm sure you've had in your lifetime, and I certainly have, is a donut. You know,
I'm not confessing to anything on this podcast, Connie.
Yeah, but I love a glazed donut or even a chocolate filled donut. And but you know, it's been so long since I've had one because I've noticed, for the last, you know, 10 years probably, every time I have a donut, I feel like taking a nap. That sugar just, and maybe it's part of the yeast too, whatever it is, it makes me feel lethargic. And so, you know, I just don't do it as much as I'd like to, or you know, like the taste. But, you know, it's funny because the combination, and you would be able to tell me whether I'm accurate here, but it seems to me the combination of all of what is built into New Earth products, it eliminates the cravings. I mean, I'm not having the cravings for some of that sugar stuff anyway, whereas before I was having it. So is that true? Is that, well, just everything in balance just kind of eliminates cravings?
I know this. I know that it can reduce cravings, but here's why. When you feed your body real whole food and it has everything that it's needing, right? Mm-hmm. Then it doesn't desire the fake foods, right? Your body, we trick it when we give it things that are fake, loaded with carbohydrates or loaded with fats and sugars or an overabundance of any particular thing, right? We are faking it out and trying to convince it that it's satisfied. But within a very short period of time, it becomes clear to the body that, oh, no, that's not true. It's not what I thought it was. So I need more. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not what I thought it was, so I need more. And it creates these cravings, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people that are addicted to things like sugar or a lot of carbohydrates, they'll find themselves almost impossible for them to eat after, not, sorry, impossible for them to not eat after 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. They always go down to the refrigerator late at night, not too long before they go to bed, which is a hugely dangerous thing for weight gain. And yet they do it because their body is still hungry.
Sure. Yeah. You know, one of the things with water, and again, I will say absolutely 100%, I'm guilty of not having through the years, I've not had enough water as I should have had. But here I've been very diligently, I have a big glass. It's a big plastic glass that is the equivalent of 3.5 glasses of water. So I just fill that up. I'm feeling I have like whatever, three, four glasses of water a day. But it's, and the reality is it's compounding that by 3.5. So anyway, I feel I'm drinking a lot more water, and I almost, if I don't have water, now I'm thinking, geez, I got to get some water. I got to quench my thirst. Before, nothing was quenching my thirst, unless I was maybe having like, I would have soda or have, you know, pop. I don't cook, whatever you call it.
Neck of the woods. Yeah. But, well, so here's a question for you, because this is one of the other promises we made regarding the Dare to Be Wild. Have you noticed that you want to move more as a direct result of eating better, drinking more, that you want to move more?
Yes. And it's funny because, you know, with all of the new extra energy that I have, I've wedged more things in my day, like I already alluded to, but I'm finding that it's been hard to wedge in the hour of walk or hour, you know, doing a lot of exercising other than, now what I've added to this whole regimen is because I've been wanting to watch the news every day, you know, just what's going on. So I exercise watching the news on TV. So, you know, I do a variety of things, and I have this board deal contraption, and I do all kinds of things, you know, when I'm watching the news. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm double dipping here, but I do feel, and sometimes later in the day, I'm thinking, man, I kind of like to just take a walk or do something. And sometimes I do, but I do feel like I want to move more because I'm just feeling so, I'm feeling more vibrant, more alive, more just physically great. Although I feel that I have always felt very good, but not quite like I am now. That's about the only thing I can say.
That's
as far
fantastic.
There's a difference, even though I wouldn't have thought there would have been a difference because I was feeling great before. Now it's greater, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a quote from someone not too long ago. It said something similar that I loved. They said, I didn't realize how bad I felt until I started feeling great.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, well, this is a whole new level of meanness. I'll take it.
Yeah. It's just more alive, you know, just kind of loving life like nothing can go wrong, you know?
Brilliant. Well, that is a fantastic way to ring in the new year, Connie. And congratulations for all of your success and for taking the Dare to Be Wild and really making it yours, owning it. I think now, as you challenge others, they're certainly going to take it a lot more seriously. And it's been great to share your story on the podcast today.
Well, thanks for having me. And just real quickly in closing, I do want to say that just in normal conversation, whoever I'm talking with, and I'm just trying to reach more people, you know, and just in general, and that's part of a resolution to just reach more people. I mean, just not only just for, you know, personal reasons as well, just to, you know, life's too short, you know, just reach out to people that, you know, and because they're hearing me, I am different. I mean, I'm more excited, more alive. They're asking. And so that's an easy opener to share this whole concept.
Yeah.
So I just want to close with that.
That's great. They say to you, oh my gosh, you look great. Yeah. Let me tell you how I did it. I dare you to do the same.
That is right. And so I have my business cards ready to go on that. So
awesome. Thank you, Connie. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
New Earth University is coming to Las Vegas, Nevada. Join us March 10th, 11th, and 12th. Attendees will learn action steps that will help them to build their New Earth business. Reserve your seat at www.newearth.com/events today.
So we have our next guest joining us on the call, and it's good to know that the Dare to Be Wild is having such a profound impact on such a diverse group of people. And today we have additional guests joining us that are having a great time with the Dare to Be Wild as well. And that is Willow Drinkwater and Susan Katz-Clark. Welcome to the New Earth Podcast, ladies.
It's great to be here.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'm grateful to have you here, to be perfectly frank, because we rolled something out not too long ago. Remember in October when we all took this opportunity to dare ourselves to do something different. And remember, we went through a holiday, and not just one, but three, all of which are dedicated to consuming and over-consuming horrible foods, right? So something to be said about taking that dare at that time of year. And it has come to my attention, both Willow and Susan, that you guys are having a great time and having some benefits and success with the Dare to Be Wild. So I would love to hear your stories and just chat a little more about that. So Susan, why don't you kick it off? Tell us a little bit about how things have been going.
Okay. I am just over 2 months into the Dare, having started October 21st, actually more than 2 months. 2 months was December 21st. And although I was already reducing or eliminating processed foods, drinking well, drinking water and exercising and eating New Earth products, I took the opportunity to ratchet up all of those things. And I made a specific commitment to eliminate sugar and white flour, which had crept into my diet a little bit. And even though I ate a whole lot more over Thanksgiving than I normally would, and it went on for 10 days because I had so many leftovers, and including pie and whipped cream. And I did, I actually had a goal of gaining a couple of pounds because I could stand to gain a couple of pounds, and I did over Thanksgiving. But I actually felt, I didn't feel so good. So the dare actually helped me go through Christmas because by that time, I didn't want to see any sugar. I didn't make any cookies this year. I barely ate one or two. I didn't eat any pie. And so I really had a much better Christmas. And I really did well over New Year's too because the dare just helped me to stay committed to what I'm already committed to.
That's really fascinating. So
thank you.
So literally, you were hoping to gain a few pounds, but you were excited about, you know, removing the very thing that most people look forward to around Christmas, which is the sweets and the chocolates. Now,
that's
is that
right.
a historical thing in your other Christmases previously?
Oh.
Do you have candies and chocolates and things like that around?
I don't do much of that, but I do like to make cookies, and I like these Swedish wedding cake with the chopped walnuts and the powdered sugar and butter. And I almost made some, but I thought, you know what? If I make them, I'm going to eat them all. So I just don't think I'll even make them.
How many people got hungry just hearing that description just now? Fight the power, you guys. Don't just stick with Susan.
I also want to say, Kevin, I turned 70 during this dare.
Get out of here.
And I don't feel it. My friends tell me I don't look it. And I know that, I started eating double and triple my amounts of New Earth foods. And I just know that those have made a huge difference in my just feeling awesome at this age and on my way to living healthy to 100, which is my goal.
I am having a really hard time processing that. You said that you are 70?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Apparently 40 is the new 70, or 70 is the new 40.
I hope so.
Yeah, there you go. Like, that is astounding to me, Susan.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Kevin.
Those of you that want to really understand what I'm talking about, go to the Dare to Be Wild Facebook page. Susan posts there frequently. Go there and look for one of her posts and look at her picture. I will guarantee you will not see a 70-year-old looking back at you. So, wow. Talk about powerful changes in lifestyle and the benefits of long-term use of really high quality, high nutrient foods from New Earth.
You got it, Kevin.
Wow.
I'm very, very grateful to have these foods in my life.
Goodness sakes, that is phenomenal. Now, Willow, you are also having some amazing success with...
Well, I'm on the... Yeah.
Tell us about it.
I'm actually on the other end of the spectrum. I actually needed to drop 25 pounds. And I had been trying everything. I've done Weight Watchers, Diet Center, E2 diet, all kinds of things. Seems like I've always been on a diet. And I yo-yo a lot. But once I got into the superfoods that we have, things leveled out a bit, and I just noticed recently that I needed to do something with my numbers, that I also, my blood work wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. And when I took the dare, like Susan, we were both at New Earth University, October 23rd, something happened in me mentally as well as physically, and the commitment kicked in a way that was simple. It was so easy to, I've already, like Susan, eliminated a lot of processed foods, but there was something about making choices and not eating as much. I was very conscious of how much I was eating. I grew up with a depression mom where you had to finish everything on your plate.
Yeah.
And that's what I was.
Eat everything on your plate. People all over the world are starving. Stuff it in there.
the starving children in Europe. Yeah, right. And so I haven't been doing that. And it's amazing because my body knows things. It knows where to go, what to do. I mean, Susan came to our New Year's Day potluck and brought all this good, healthy food. My friends bring healthy food. And I found myself just being able to pick and choose what I knew in my body, mentally and physically, it needed, rather than what it wanted.
Wow.
And I have dropped 21 pounds.
say that again for the listeners of the podcast right now. What?
I have dropped 21 pounds. Susan, did I give some to you?
Oh, I gave them back though, Willow.
I don't know if it quite works that way, but that's awesome.
You look fantastic. I saw her, Kevin. She looks fantastic. And her husband has also lost weight.
Yeah,
tell them how that worked, Willow.
Yeah, well, he got bitten by the alpha gal virus tick disease.
Yeah, there you go.
And he cannot have any kind of food that comes from mammals, which is, of course, no dairy, no cheese, no beef, no pork. And so we're fish and chicken people and mostly vegetarian. And with the algae, it's truly the wild essentials that I take, that I eat every day as my food, that I believe also has changed my metabolism. And I also, I have calm energy too. And my friends who I have challenged with the dare have experienced the same thing. I have a friend in Cleveland who's dropped 12 pounds. I have another friend up in Northern Virginia who has found her calm energy back, which I think is essential. Yes, I feel great. And I can testify, having seen Susan just yesterday, day before yesterday, how good she looks. And I couldn't believe she was 70. I really thought Susan was just out of her 50s.
That is wild.
Thank you.
So let me ask you guys a question then. So Dare to Be Wild, 90-day opportunity to do something different, right? And at the beginning, for a lot of people, we heard, oh my, you know, that's going to be hard. But you guys had already made some changes, but they weren't necessarily an easy commitment to make, and you made it, and you did it. With the success that you've had, one of the things that we talked about is once you have these kinds of successes, and you feel the way you feel, where literally it's like life on a different level, do you see yourself going back to the way you were doing it? Like, oh, okay, well, I did my Dare to Be Wild 90 days are over, so let's get back to the junk food or whatever, right? I mean, it's just not, what do you think of that?
I totally agree. I have a completely different mindset. I feel so good. Why would I want to go back? Why would I want to make the Christmas cookies and have to eat five to see if they're any good?
Well, I do think that five is the number. So you're right. It's best to just not make it. Especially if butter is such a big... You said butter, Susan, and you got me drifting.
Oh, I know. Well, I feel the same way. Why I'm not stopping, and it's so much fun, and it's fun to be a part of a community that's doing this. That's why I love to post on the Dare to Be Wild Facebook page, because I love to share my results and my when I'm out on my walks, and I'm going to take one when I'm in the gym tomorrow. It makes me feel like part of something bigger than myself, and that supports me. And the next part of it also is having more other people participate.
Yeah,
I've created a game to have. I'm calling them my Magic 100, to have 100 people on the dare in my life. By April 1st is my goal. And I'm finding it so easy because right now everybody's talking about changes for the new year. And this is a very simple program and it makes a profound difference. And it's going to make me even more connected with the people in my life and help them to have the kind of health that they dream of.
How great is it going to be able to simply say, yeah, I turned 70. I feel fantastic. I mean, just look at how well I'm doing. And yeah, I just completed this 90-day dare. If you're interested, you know, let me know. I mean, it's so easy.
That's a good one.
Oh, no big deal. I just lost 21 pounds and I feel better than I ever have. But, you know, let me know if you're interested. I mean, it's just so easy. And you're right. This time of year, we have been programmed by media to believe that this is the time of year we're supposed to care about our health. So let me just ask you, what would you say to people that maybe didn't stick to it or would like to try it again, the dare? What would you say to them? Willow, how about you go? Take a shot at that.
No, yeah. Never too late to start something good. That's how I feel. There's always today and tomorrow. And just deal with today. And when you see with our superfoods that your body is so well nourished, it doesn't crave the other things. I don't have any cravings. And I will tell you, I used to crave chocolate. And now, yes, I have to have at least a little bit of chocolate every day, but it's a tiny little bit. And that does it.
That's awesome.
So, it's never too late.
Yes, I agree with Willow. And the other thing is, it's okay to fall off the wagon. We had a few people during the dare who would post when, they didn't really eat what they wanted to eat, but now they're back to it. So I like that because that allowed for our humanity. We're not going to be perfect every single day, but it's okay. Just dust yourself off and get back up on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The trick is to not make excuses for yourself, right? You don't say, well, that's okay. That's no big deal. You dust yourself off and you say, okay, I'm recommitted. Don't tell yourself that it's okay to do that.
Right.
Because you'll do it again tomorrow if it's okay.
Good point.
Right? You simply say, you know what? I recommit and just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I love that. That's good advice.
Kevin, also, if I could interject, I used to think that things that were salty and things that were sugary were just wonderful, and now I don't. I can't eat things that are too salty or too sugary anymore. Something has happened in my body that says, this does not feel good. So it's easy for me to continue. And I do fall off every once in a while. You know, people have made some special sugary dish they want you to try, and I try it, and I don't feel good. It's really easy feedback to get back on the dare.
Isn't that interesting that after being on the dare, your body starts to go, oh, yeah, this is food. and then when somebody offers you or when you fall off the wagon and you consume something that isn't food, you actually start to feel sick. You don't feel okay. I noticed the same thing. I had been on the dare for, I don't know, I guess it would have been 4 weeks, right? And somebody brought home donuts, right? And they happen to be my favorite. I don't know if everybody else has the same feeling, but Krispy Kreme. Love Krispy Kreme donuts, right? And it was the holidays, and I thought, you know, okay, fine. I will just have one. I ate that donut. I went back to my office to get to work, and I felt so sick. And I didn't put two and two together at first. I was like, I am never sick. Why do I feel sick? What's going on? And only in later in that evening, when I was, you know, thinking about the day, I was like, you know what? It's because I ate that doggone donut. Yeah, I actually didn't want it, and my body didn't want it. So you're right. It does kind of retrain your biology and say, this is food, that is not food, and we like this, and we don't like that. It's not to say you'll never eat anything sweet again. Mangoes are sweet. And your body will know that those are sweet and those are mangoes and they're fine, right? But other things, not necessarily. So that's really, really interesting stuff. And I could not be more excited about the success that you two ladies have had on the Dare to Be Wild. Congratulations. I mean, truly remarkable results.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Spread the word.
Inventing the program.
Oh, well, hey, we're going to keep it going, and we're never going to stop. We just are.
We sure aren't.
We're going to keep it going, and we're never going to stop. And as soon as our 90-day dare is over, we're going to start it again. And here's the other thing that's interesting is it doesn't matter if you do it month by month. They say to themselves, oh, well, I'm going to do it on the first of next month. It's already January, right? I get it. It's January, and it's the third. So you might say, oh, well, I missed it. No, you didn't. You didn't miss it because you can go from third to third to third, or you can go from fourth to fourth to fourth, right?
Right.
Your 90 days starts whenever you want it to start. And so I would challenge everybody, listen to these stories. They're profound, they're meaningful, and they're real. These are just real people doing really amazing things just because they're on the Dare to Be Wild and eating real food, treating their bodies right. So again, ladies, thank you so much for your profound example and for everything that you bring to New Earth. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.